You're listening to a WYXR archive, and it's Pledge Drive Week. If you're enjoying this show, please donate today to keep community radio alive in Memphis and this archive going strong. Support right now at WYXR.org.
Support for WYXR comes from Goner Records, presenting Goner Fest 22, taking place September 25th through 28th at Wiseacre Brewery on Broad Avenue and the Overton Park Shell, featuring artists including Lightning Bolt, Witch, Silkworm, Snooper, Robin Hitchcock, and more. Tickets and more info at gonerfest.com.
Support for WYXR and the 2025 Stereo Sessions comes from Independent Bank, serving Memphis, its businesses, and the greater community. You can find more information on how iBank can help you navigate your financial journey and hear client stories at i-bankonline.com.
Hi, it's Clover. I love WYXR Memphis.
You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. My name is Brandy. This is Putting on Airs. I'm super excited to be here with you, Pledge Drive. And I have a very special guest, Ms. Holly Woods.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. I met Holly when I first moved to Memphis, like 12, 15 years ago. I don't even know
it's
at this point.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. And we would always be at the same shows. And I saw that she was doing all of the cool girls' hair. I would see it on Instagram. I think I remember you were like dyeing Madison's hair green or something.
Yeah. Now, me and all my clients are old and we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we're done with the punky colors.
Nope, green hair, no.
Yeah, somewhere else. We're not doing that. And I was like, I want to go see her, but I don't know. She seems too cool. And then we'd always be at the Buck at the same time.
Oh, my gosh.
Ungodly hours.
When I was looking at our playlist, it reminded me of the Buccaneer because so many of those songs were on the jukebox. And I remembered that. Forever, like this was probably 12 years ago, I'd gotten a new debit card and I was like, why did I choose this PIN number? And I still have the same one. And finally, I realized that it was the number to a song on the Buccaneer jukebox. It was the Compulsive Gambler's Rock and Roll Nurse. And
if anyone knows that now, they're going to be like, I'm coming for her debit card.
Thank goodness that jukebox probably burned down with the Buck. All these country songs reminded me of that, and it was funny.
Anyway, we have a fun, long history. One of the first sweet girlies to take me in Memphis when I moved here, so
Brandy,
I appreciate that.
You're so sweet, too.
We had lived before in somewhere in North Carolina who will not be named, and it's crazy how like the community was not as welcoming. And in Memphis, like if you're going to shows and if you're like trying to participate, there's such like open arms to that.
Yeah.
And that's part of what I love so much
Memphis. Oh, for
sure. And I think that's part of what I love about WYXR.
Yeah. It brings everybody together. I mean, there's just a place for everybody in WYXR and in Memphis. It just all goes along with all of that.
Absolutely. And so we have a fun theme show for you today. We are going to do honky-tonk divorce songs.
And as a recent divorcee myself, I'd like to thank WXR for giving me custody of the playlist this morning.
Oh, she did. We did some collab. I threw a couple in there, but it was pretty much perfect to go. So get those donations in. You can go to WYXR.org, look for that donate button, or you can make a pledge at 901-460-3031. We would love to see all of our friends and exes and current lovers send us some money.
Everyone.
Give us some money. So we're going to start off with pretty much a perfect one. This is Tammy Wynette, D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
Our little boy is 4 years old. And quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
miss her. Since she up and walked away, and I'll bet you dread to spend another lonely night with me. But lonely walls, I'll keep you company. Hello, Wendy.
Hello.
Well, I see that you're still here. Aren't you lonely? Since our darling disappeared. Well, look here, is that a teardrop in the corner? That it's rain. She went away and left us all alone the way she planned. Guess we'll have to learn to get along without her if we can. Hello, ceiling. Bear with me a while. We must all stick together, or else I'll lose my mind. I've got a feeling she'll be gone a long, long time.
When the train pulls in the station, you'll be waiting by the track. You're having trouble sleeping nights. You want me to come back, but that old train will roll on by. You'll know I never care. I sleep good and miss a lot of train. I sleep good and I miss a lot of train. That one-way track to no man's love, I'll never ride again. And I miss a lot of train. You're standing in the station. I can see you in my mind. You think that I'll forgive again, but you're so wrong this time. Your sleepless eyes and selfish heart are waiting there in vain. While I sleep good and miss a lot of train, I sleep good and I miss a lot of train. That one-way track to no man's love, I'll never ride again. I used to lie awake like you, calling out your name. Now I sleep good and I miss a lot of train.
You can't have a male friend when you're a has-been or a woman, you're rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold. Even men turn them silver, try to make. But I think it's wrong to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if she started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would if he could, and he will if you're rated X. Well, nobody knows where you're going, but they sure know where you've been. All the thinking of is your experience of love, all their minds lead up with sin. The women all look at you like you're bad, the men all go too far, you're gonna wear the scar of a woman rated X. And if you're rated X, you're some kind of gold, but even men turn and silver try to make. But I think it's the wrong way to judge every picture if a cheap camera makes a mistake. And when your best friend's a husband says to you, if you started looking good, you should have known he would, and he would have been good, and he will if you're rated X. Wise women don't have a chance, cause if you've been married, you can't have no fun at all. Or you're rated X. No matter what you do, they're gonna talk about you. Look down the road.
All right, all excellent picks there, Holly.
Yeah.
You're such a good playlist maker.
Thank you. I had some help from a local DJ that I know.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I did. That Tom T. Hall one, though, I miss a lot of trains. I love Tom T. Hall. I've loved him since I was like 7. And when I was 13, we lived out east, and he was playing at Borders, the bookstore.
Borders.
And I rode my bike when I was 13 to see Tom T. Hall by myself, and it was awesome.
In the bookstore?
Yeah.
Was he just playing solo?
Yeah, just an acoustic guitar. But did you have Borders in Arkansas?
We had Hastings.
Borders, they had like all the cool like European like music magazines and that stuff. It was like an alternative, but still a chain, like cool bookstore. I miss it. Like the best magazines and records and stuff. But yeah, they had like a little cafe, and when I saw Tom T. Hall was playing, I was like, I'm riding my bike to
that.
I'm
just floored that when you were that age, you were cool enough to know to go see Tom T. Hall.
Yeah.
Because I have recently started trying to like make a list of every band that I've seen, which is, it's a lost cause. Like, what am I even doing? You know, that's like all I do
go
see bands. And
see,
so I'm trying to think
25
back.
25 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be looking up like some of the old Memphis in May lineups and stuff. And I'm like, you're telling me Taj Mahal was playing a stage over and I was overseeing like Creed or something? It's so embarrassing.
What was your first concert?
It was Memphis in May. I think I was in 8th grade and I was dating an older boy like you do. And we went to Memphis in May, but I had to be home by midnight and I live 2 hours away in Arkansas.
So
we saw, I think, the Wallflowers or something, and then we went home.
Mine was that I requested to go to, I had gone to see like Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers and stuff with my grandmother as a child, but the first one that I wanted to go to, that I requested, I was 8, and I had these cool babysitters, Wendy and Lori, and they were obsessed with Edie Brickell.
Ooh.
And Edie Brickell and the New Bohemians were playing at the Orpheum, and I asked my Nana to take me, and she did. And I remember she goes, people are smoking pot in here. Do not breathe it. Like, at the Orpheum, people were smoking pot.
Red alert.
She didn't make us leave, but she said, don't breathe over there because people are smoking pot.
Please stop breathing at this show. I've been to many of shows where I wanted to stop breathing.
Yes.
Nancy, what was your first show?
Oh my God.
Nancy's always dropping these nuggets. She's like, I saw Elton John in whatever year.
The Crocodile Rock Tour.
Yeah,
like
really,
I said,
the most
I'm a little older than y'all. Well, it would have been, I'll tell you, one of my first shows, which would have been around 1972. okay? It was the New York Dolls.
Oh, she's constantly dropping with this stuff
Iggy,
on me.
Iggy Pop and the Stooges opening, and there was a riot because the Dolls were like wanting people to come on stage.
Oh, yeah, know? Yeah.
And my friend, those were the days for concerts, the glam days.
Yeah, yeah.
We had our black satin on and our sparkling light up earrings and our red lips and platform shoes. But that was one of the first ones. But I think.
What city was that in?
It was South Hall Auditorium, Memphis. We rode the bus from Fraser to get there. Okay. With my friend Kazan.
Oh, I love it. This is one of the things I love about WYXR. We have people who have loved music for their whole lives doing programming here. Nancy, every time I come in, you know, we're here bright and early Sunday mornings, and she'll be like, oh, I love this band. I saw them back in 1972. And I'm like, you've been loving music and learning about music and seeing music and supporting music your whole life.
Well, I had a dad that was a music lover, but my first was probably Rod Stewart.
Ooh.
And at the Mid-South Coliseum with Free opening, if people remember that band.
I don't remember that one, but I'm going to Google it.
It was Rod Stewart with Ron Wood.
Of Faces?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes, ooh. Yes. That was probably one of the first ones. It's all kind of hazy.
I love it.
I heard a ding, so we got a donation
in.
Nancy, can you see it from over there?
I can. Thank you, Leah Keys.
Oh, yay. I love the Keys sisters.
Yay, Leah.
Thank you, Leah. Thank you, Jamie.
All right.
What's it say? Putting on airs, Nervous Wreck, Finders Keepers, Crooked Beat, The Drop, Burnt Ends, everybody. Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank y'all.
They are super fans.
That.
I also did get a couple on the Putting on Airs Instagram account. I'm going to thank now Rebecca Kaufman. Thank you so much. She is a WYXR super supporter. She always donates. She has a beautiful family that are big supporters. Ben, Elizabeth, Louise, Huck, and Hoss, which are amazing dog names.
Those are amazing.
Hoss.
Yeah.
Hoss, get in the house.
Hoss, come on now. Come on, Hoss.
Get off the bed, Hoss.
And that's how she says it, too. Drew Sakala. Drew, I don't even know if you listen to this show. I don't know how much of a country listener you are. But thank you. He was my boss for 7 years, and he's one of the best bosses I've ever had. Don't tell my current boss that.
Robbie.
Robbie, yeah. Don't tell my current boss that, but Drew is an absolute sweetheart. I always have told him that when we start eating the rich, he will be spared because he is just such a sweetheart, a good guy, hilarious. Thank you, Drew. And Megan Toomey, my little sweetie, she is also a Pisces, and so we share our Pisces woes a lot. We're very sensitive girlies. She takes baths like 4 times a day.
That's me too.
Very, yeah. You know, that's why I looked at you. I was like, I know you're a bath girlie, so I know you're going
to
get this.
I listen to the show in my bathtub every Sunday morning.
She'll be texting me, and she'll be like, you should play Sabrina Carpenter now. And I'm like, let's see.
We still should play it.
Yeah, we should. What was that ding I heard? Let's look.
Oh, you got another one.
Look. Julie Wright.
Julie Wright.
Julie.
Oh, Clover's mom. Where's Thank this? You, Julie. We love you. And there is a surprise coming to your mailbox sometime soon, I heard.
We love Clover. We love Julie. Thank you. Thank you, girlies. And yes, you will be getting a surprise in your mailbox for sure.
You're welcome.
As soon as I can get my little screen printing kit back out. So, all right. Thanks to everyone who's donated. We would love to see us tick up at maybe 10%. So we're going to keep things going.
WYXR.org, people.
That's
right. Come on.
What do we got next? Up next, we have Charlie Crockett, who will be playing at Mimfo Fest. This is Heads You Win.
I love him.
You're looking for her, she might be in Santa Fe. Forgetting about me and changing her last name. I should have seen it coming, but fools like me never do. Heads you win, tails I lose. If I'm being honest, this really ain't her fault. I've been on the corner, spilling memories in the hall. But I'll go on pretending like it's right out of the blue. It's you in tales I by a living apparition of a girl in cowboy boots. My heart can hardly stand it, my mind becomes unglued. Heads you win, tails I lose. Nothing I can do is you win, tails I lose.
This room's for rent, so you feel free to turn the key and walk right through the door. You won't be intruding, cause there ain't nobody lives here anymore. But once in love and hand in hand they came, though they never shared a common name. She'd dress her love in stately pride, and she'd wear it downtown. And pity all the loveless ones who'd look at her in all her joy and frown. I can see you find it hard to find the beauty in these rooms so old. Through the eyes of love they shone as brightly as the brightest summer morn. They'd hang a blanket at the window, help keep out the sun. They fell on the bed where they slept in the afternoon. She'd fall asleep and know that he'd find her somewhere in his dreams. And he'd lie awake and try to find the words to tell her that things just weren't the way they seemed. There's a door that he walked through when he finally found the nerve to say all the things she would have sworn he'd never say. She watched him through this window as he walked into the world of yesterday. And she wondered if he'd thrown the key away. Coffee cups and beer cans on the floor. She's heard no word from God,
and nothing seems to matter anymore.
Was once filled with laughter, but I changed that laughter to tears. Now I live in a world without sunshine. Oh, how I wish you were here. Shutters and doors cover the windows of the house where we used to live. Is a heart full of sorrow since you said you never forgive. Last night I dreamed you came back to our house to take an old book from the shelf. If you'll open the shutters, I'll tear down the boards, 'cause I drew every nail by myself. Shutters and doors cover the windows of the house where we used to live. All I have left is a heart full of sorrow since you said you never forgive.
One more time, brothers.
Shutters and doors cover we used to live. All I have left is a heart full of sorrow since you said you'd never forgive. Shutters and doors cover the wind.
There's nothing left to tie us to each other anymore. The love we knew is gone, and that's a fact we can't ignore. There's nothing left but loose ends on all the ties that bind. I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. There's no use in wasting the good years that we have left, when we might find happiness with somebody else. There's no chance for us, we can see it, we're not blind. I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. The blame belongs to both of us, I guess we didn't try. Love is like a garden, like a care, we'll let it die. The flower of love can't bloom, the sun don't ever shine. I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. The blame belongs to both of us, I guess we didn't try. Love is like a garden, like a care, we'll let it die. The flower of love can't bloom if the sun don't ever shine. I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. Though it hurts, we know it's best to leave it all behind. I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. You're wasting mine. You're wasting.
Thank you.
What was that last one we heard? I'm not going to do a full back announce. We heard Porter Wagoner and the governor of Tennessee, Miss Dolly Parton, with I'm wasting your time and you're wasting mine. Beautiful message. I have these two lovely divorcees here with me, and they are cracking me up while the mics are off. Absolutely love it. And we got some special donations in. I got one from Jeremy Speaks, my boyfriend of, we're celebrating 20 years this year.
Right.
And so he probably got a little nervous when I was like, I'm doing divorce songs. So thank you, Jeremy. Thank you. 1 year during Pledge Drive, he didn't donate on my show. He donated on JB's show and a little delay after. And I was like, what are you doing?
Danger zone.
How dare you? So I think now he makes sure to wake up early and give me a donation. And we also got another special one. Miss Holly.
From my Nana. Thank you, Nana,
thank
for your
you,
donation.
Nana.
For tuning in before I listen to your church service.
Yep. Nana has been the moral compass of the friend group for a long time, hasn't she?
She has been. She's like a Clint Eastwood and Emily Gilmore together, and we love her. So.
If someone leaves like a bad word on Holly's Facebook, like Nana's
don't
on
do
it.
Don't
we're
do
not
do
doing
it.
That.
I mean, first of all, just don't do it. It's just don't.
We're
don't
adults
do
here.
It.
We're adults here.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Nancy, where can people donate?
People can donate at WYXR.org, or if they actually want to use the telephone and make a call, 901-460-3031.
And we would like to thank our Pledge Drive sponsors, IREM, Peoples on Bill, Focal Point, Signs First, Sterling Building Associates, Culver Accounting, Dogs Rule, Cameo, and Bess and Steve Ginty. Thank you so much for being our community partners, our sponsors. We need everyone that we can get to help support WYXR. We love what we do. Our volunteers are programmers. We are a freeform, nonprofit community radio station. And show us you love us. Oh,
look, Brandy,
what's
look.
Happening?
Uh oh,
what's happening?
Let's see. Oh,
we're at 10%.
Yay!
We did it. Yay. Double digits. All right.
All
let's
right.
keep them coming in.
Don't stop now.
Don't stop now. Keep
don't
it coming.
Now.
We are going to hear the granddaddy of Sad Sackery. If you listen to my show, you know I love Sad Sackery. We do Sad Sack Sundays the first Sunday of each month. This is George Jones with the Grand Tour.
Step right up. Come on in. If you'd like to take the grand tour of the lonely house that once was home, sweet home. I have nothing here to sell you, just some things that I will tell you, some things I know chill you to the bone. Over there sits the chair where she'd bring the paper to me and sit down on my knee and whisper, oh, I love you. Now she's gone forever, and this old house will never be the same without the love that we once knew. Straight ahead, that's the bed where we lay in love together. Don't it look like she'd be able just to touch me and say good morning, dear? There's her rings, all her things, and her clothes are in the closet like she left them. World apart.
Your lawyer called and said he had the papers all prepared. To sign my name was all I had to do. He saw the judge, now he's seen me. There's only one thing left. Will your lawyer talk to God for you? Will your lawyer talk to God and plead your case up on high and defend the way you broke my heart in two? Man-made laws set you free on earth, but is God satisfied? Will your lawyer talk to God for you? We all face that final judgment, and it's very strict, they say. When your time comes, I wonder what you'll do. Will you bow your head in shame, or will you turn your head away? Or will your lawyer talk to God for you? Will your lawyer talk to God and plead your case up on high and defend the way you broke my heart in two? Man-made laws set you free on earth, but is God satisfied? Will your lawyer talk to God for you?
It don't hurt anymore. All my teardrops have dried. No more walking the floor with that old burning inside. Just to think it could be, time has opened the door. It's so wonderful now, it don't hurt anymore. No need to deny, I wanted to cry the day you said we were through. But now that I find you're out of my mind, I can't believe that it's true. I've forgotten somehow that I cared so before. It's so wonderful now, it don't hurt anymore. Don't hurt anymore.
Today's the day I leave forever. This town where we once loved together, now that love is gone, I guess I'm free. I'll leave behind both you and sorrow, and take just what I'll have tomorrow, when there's miles of miles and miles between this town and me. This town's not big enough for both of us to be. I can't go anywhere without your memory. In every window pane, your face is all I see. This town's not big enough to hold both you and me. I'll drop the dreams I've held so tightly, shed my tears and travel lightly, anything to ease my heavy load. I'll find a town in far-off places where the windows have no faces, many miles from anywhere along this lonely road. This town's not big enough for both of us to be. I can't go anywhere without your memory. In every window pane, your face is all I see. This town's not big enough to hold both you and me.
All right, I won't back announce them all, but that was Merle Haggard and the Strangers with This Town's Not Big Enough, and we got some more donations in. Who'd we get?
Well, Liz Love.
Yeah, Liz Love, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Liz.
We got several from Liz Love. Thank you, Liz Love. Also, your name is adorable. I love your name. That's very cute.
Yes.
And Lisa, my buddies Ron and Lisa, who come over from East Tennessee for Gonerfest every year. I absolutely love them, and I will see them hopefully next week. Thank you. They are WYXR supporters since the very beginning, and we appreciate you. And we got one in from Eric Tate. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
He appreciated the George Jones and Tammy Wynette, so we appreciate you here at WYXR. And Holly, what should people do when they're donating?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please donate during our show. But after the pledge drive is over, I yell at my clients and friends about this all the time because I'm a pushy person. But you pay for Netflix, you know,
Spotify,
Pandora, all that. I mean, get on the WYXR website and sign up for a monthly recurring donation, even if it's $10, do more.
That helps us so much.
You're not even going to notice it, and it helps them so much. Just get on there and do it. It's not that hard. I'm going to make you feel bad about it. Just quit giving Spotify, Netflix all your money. I did mine, and then I started feeling like mine wasn't enough, and I raised my monthly subscription.
Oh, my gosh.
And they send you cool stuff. I got a hand-drawn note card in the mail from Robbie at my salon, who drew me a cute picture.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, my household donates too, and yeah.
Robbie's mom does recurring.
We spend hours of our time doing programming. We volunteer at the events. We help set up the Raised by Sound Fest and the Listening Lab
stuff.
They
do so much for everybody.
And, we try to interview musicians. We try to play new releases that come out, and we also donate to the station. So if you can become a recurring donor and member, we would absolutely love that. We are at 10%. We would love to bump that up some more this Sunday morning. We got one more little block for you before JB with Analog Delay will be here with his extra special pledge partner guest. So we're going to keep things rolling, get those donations coming in. This is Taj Mahal, Dust My Broom.
I love this one too.
Showing off a diamond ring. dress too, and you're out of touch. Single again, born to lose, dying away. Only thing I'm running from is the how I'm on the man. Cause I'm single again.
Little Billy Joe Shaver there. Holly, thank you so much for coming to hang out on my Pledge Drive show.
Thank you for having me. It's been so fun.
You are the absolute best. Thank you. I appreciate you. We appreciate you being a WYXR supporter and donator. And you've been on not only my show, you were on Willie Bearden's show. So
I'm just glad to be in here in the studio, not in my bathtub listening and texting you. I mean, like, I'll come back anytime. Don't threaten me.
Hey, well,
I'll
we're going to do it. We're going
to
do it.
Welcome to the Brandy and Holly Hour.
We did get a couple more in that last little block. Thank you to Robbie Grant.
Robbie, not only donating
and giving us a little Mario ding, but also for just running the station so excellently and always being so supportive of all your programmers. And what was the other one, Holly?
And to my amazing friend, Cookie. Thank you, Dr. Cookie, for your donation. We love her. Thank you, Cookie.
Thank you, Dr. Cookie. Yay.
Dr. Cookie.
I absolutely love that name. Thank you so much. We appreciate you supporting WYXR. We are going to do one more while JB gets set up for Analog Delay. Keep those donations rolling in. We're at 10%. We would love to get a couple more in. You can donate at WYXR.org or at 901-460-3031. Thanks again to everyone who's donated. We are going to close out with a long jam. It's an Italian disco version of Amarillo by Morning by an artist called Tan. So there you go. Thanks again, Holly. Thank you, Nancy.
Yay.
Thanks for having
us. Great.
All right.
Last chance to donate. Come on now.
WYXR.org.
From San Antonio.